Ron, other than Jesus, Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived. But ultimately, he made some really foolish decisions, particularly near the end of his life. He chose foolish freeway over wisdom way. If it can happen to him, it can happen to anyone. So how can we guard against making some of those unwise choices?
You know, Brian, one of the things we have to remember is that wisdom, particularly the level of wisdom Solomon had, can lead to temptation all by itself. As Solomon lived his life and saw people coming to him from all over the world to seek his wisdom, he couldn't help but realize just how wise God had made him. So imagine if that is you or me or one of our listeners. Let's say you've been given the wisdom of Solomon. Well, pride becomes a very real danger at that point. You may start thinking you don't need anyone else's help. Ironically, Solomon himself wrote that in the abundance of counselors there is wisdom, and yet many of his poor choices were made on his own. He married women God had told him not to marry, and slowly, over time, they turned him away from God. His wisdom, wealth, and power became a source of pride, which resulted in foolish choices. And this is where we have to be careful. Because no matter how much we grow in godly wisdom, we never outgrow the need for other people or the need to continually seek God's help. Not even Jesus isolated himself, but instead surrounded himself with people who prayed for him and encouraged him. And of course, he prayed to his Father all the time. How much more should we seek the help and counsel of God as well as fellow believers in Christ, no matter how much wisdom we may have?